Hello and welcome to Quick Charge by Electrek, keeping you in the fast track with Tesla and electric car news. I'm Mikey G, and it's Saturday, September 11th. Democrats have proposed an updated electric car incentive program at the federal level, which would go through their $3.5 trillion social spending bill. It's called the Clean Energy for America Act. It would remove the limit on the number of vehicles and replace it with a timeline. It also introduces a higher payout up to $12,500, and it makes it point of sale. However, there are also other restrictions that would put Tesla at a disadvantage. The incentive carves out an additional $4,500 for vehicles that are made by workers of an auto union. This pretty much applies only to Tesla in practical terms. When it comes down to sales, this will likely still benefit Tesla, and they will see a great increase. For years now, Tesla has actually qualified for no federal tax credit, and their sales numbers have been climbing regardless. Tesla has started pushing its full self-driving beta version 10 software, a version that Elon Musk called mind-blowing to its early access fleet. Several Tesla owners in the early access program have actually received the software, and they've already started posting up YouTube videos of the demos in progress. Some of those videos report that the decision-making of full self-driving system has improved, but greatly, they have improved the visualizations and cleaned them up quite a bit. The software now updates the situation on screen much faster. The old one actually looked kind of like a wireframe. CEO Elon Musk said that the wider release would come by the end of the month. A new video posted from Gigafactory, Texas, shows a rare look inside the manufacturing plant, confirming that Tesla has been busy. The video shows a ton of large mega-casting parts ahead of the expected start of Model Y production. We reported earlier this year that Tesla took delivery of an Indra Giga Press at Gigafactory, Texas, and soon after, the giant machine was spotted in operation for the first time using a drone video. The purpose is to build a large section of the rear end of the car all in one part. It will also hold in spaces for the upcoming 4680 cell, a battery pack that's going to fit inside of the car chassis itself. This will drive down the cost, complexity, and also the build time. According to the video, it looks like Tesla now has hundreds of them laying around, ready for use. Tesla has found a loophole to get around New Mexico's ban on direct car sales. New Mexico, like a few other states, still have laws prohibiting direct sales of electric vehicles to the public without going through third-party dealerships. Existing dealerships for years now have claimed that it is unfair for Tesla to sell cars to the public, but they can. I guess it's not directly because it's going through a dealership and not from the brand itself. That's their reasoning. Moving on. This week, Tesla managed to open its first store and service center by partnering with the First Nation of Nambe Pueblo and opening the location on tribal land. This is going to allow Tesla to offer services to owners in the Santa Fe region. Tesla has now canceled their solar subscription service that started being offered in the U.S. 2 years ago. Homeowners used to be able to get a solar panel system installed at their home with no cost and no contract. They only pay a monthly fee to access the solar power generated by the system and reduce their utility bill. But now, according to Tesla's site, there's no solar subscription mentioned anymore. Tesla has been making a lot of changes to its solar business lately. They switched to a 420-watt panel, made the Powerwall installations mandatory, but their biggest change is allowing third-party installers. Tesla is now providing its full Tesla Energy ecosystem of solar and energy products to third-party installers to accelerate deployment on a wider scale. A Tesla Model S Plaid has set a new lap record for an electric four-door vehicle at the famous Nürburgring racetrack in Germany. The lap time was 7 minutes and 35.579 seconds. Their achievement was announced on Elon Musk's Twitter account with a partial photo of the time slip. The Model S Plaid also beat the fastest electric competitor, the Porsche Taycan, which previously held the fastest production electric four-door record. Tesla beat them by a whopping 7 seconds. But Porsche isn't down for the count quite yet. The time was set with the Porsche Taycan Turbo rather than the Turbo S, so Porsche might still have a little something left. Tesla doesn't have the fastest electric car, if that was your next question. The fastest EV to ever do a lap was the Volkswagen ID.R, with 7 minutes and 5.336 seconds. The British government will introduce legislation in 2021 that will require all newly built homes and offices to feature electric vehicle chargers in England. This proposal is part of the movement to rapidly boost the number of chargers across England ahead of the UK's 2030 ban of fossil fuel vehicles. At Electrek, we have our fingers crossed because the same thing was first proposed back in 2019. Thanks for listening to Quick Charge by Electrek. I'm Mikey G, and I hope you have a great day.